Hello.
Hi.
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 What's up, everyone?
What's up? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What's the hot goss?
Well, it's almost New Year's Eve. It is
Ooh.
it's December 30th.
Okay.
So we have one more full day left of the year. Yay!
Yay. We're so close to it.
What are we doing? What are we doing for New Year's?
Something cool and fun and hip and fresh.
Hip and fresh.
Hip.
Hip and fresh.
Think about it. Think about it. We don't have to discuss it right now. Hopefully we're doing something.
Yeah.
I want to ring in the new year, even if we don't ring in the actual new year, because like, geez Louise, I can't imagine. So fucking tired all the time. Even if we have an early New Year's party, because I'm an old person with a baby, I still want to ring in the new year with my besties. Are
She
you going to be
calls
in?
herself an old woman, and she's not like I think I'm older. Don't do
You are.
that to me.
I just feel my age. I feel older than my age because
Don't
I'm
do
so
that.
fucking tired all
I
the
feel you there. I'm
time.
always tired now. I can't even take naps anywhere. Like, it's just too difficult. I'm on the go, and but I want to like
Who's
sleep
got the
all the time.
time? No time. I don't have time for naps. All right. Well, how's everyone doing?
Good.
Shirley, tell me about your vacation. Tell us.
Okay. So we went to California. We went to Disney 2 days, California Adventure, which is the park right next to Disneyland, one day. And then my boyfriend, who came, has never seen the ocean. So we just took a little 30-minute drive to the ocean. And it was actually super cool because we got there when the sun was setting. And I've never seen the sunset over the ocean.
Was it just beautiful?
Yeah, it was magical. It was my
Love
second
that.
favorite thing that happened on the trip.
What was your first?
So California Adventure has something called World of Color.
Oh.
Yeah, where they have like it's they have a little pond thing there. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
And they have like these jets of in the water that have like these crazy pumps, and they like have a projector on like
I saw that a
yes
long time ago.
and it's just so cool. Like, I love swimming and just water. I love taking baths, and so seeing like this projection on like this water thing and these jets just going crazy. Fire came out at one point.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was amazing. So that's my favorite.
I saw the first show of that.
Ever?
Yeah.
What?
There was a
Seriously?
billion people there.
I believe it.
Yeah. That's like a fond memory I have.
It's
How
amazing.
old are
I don't know
you?
if it was the first show or if it was the first weekend or
Like,
whatever,
yeah.
but it was like really early on. I don't remember.
You were.
16, maybe 15.
Oh,
Yeah, that
really?
sounds about right.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that was just amazing. And then the beach watching the sunset was amazing. And then my nieces were with us. They're five. And there's something called Bippity Boppity Boutique in
I
Disneyland.
saw the photos.
Nice.
They're so cute.
Yes. So they go in there, they pick out dresses, and I got them, my sister paid for most of it, but I got them like wands and stuff, and they get their hair done. They pick out hairstyles and get like all dressed up like a princess.
They get to keep the
Yeah.
dresses?
Oh,
Wow.
sounds expensive.
Sounds expensive, but like
Yes. Worth it.
they looked so
They
cute.
were so cute. So they loved that. They were just so adorable, just the entire thing. And I even before we went, I mean, I'm pretty close with my nieces, but I just felt like bonded even more with them, just having that experience. So I'm just like so glad I got to go with them. It was really fun going with my boyfriend. That was awesome. And then being with my entire family, almost my entire family went.
So I have a question. I have two questions. Who was that other older couple in that photo?
Oh, so the twins' dad's parents.
Okay. I knew it was probably somebody's parents, but I just didn't know whose.
Yeah, so my sister is the one who had the twins. And So her husband's parents live out in Payton. So we see them quite a bit. Mm. And so they came out too. And I just think it was special for all of us. And like they come to dinners and stuff. So like,
that's so nice.
Yeah.
Nice blended family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I like that.
So.
And why didn't your brother or nephew go?
So my nephew is on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
And, well, one, my brother kind of waited a long time to ask his ex-wife if he can take his son. So she said no. So there's that. Also, though, we were concerned that he would get overstimulated because that happens pretty easy for him.
Yeah, that would have been a lot.
Yeah, and he'll have like full-blown meltdowns. I was actually my nieces. We were concerned about that obviously with them, but they hung in there pretty well. They had a couple tears here and there, just, you know, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
However, like we were always able to get them to calm down, which is better than we're able to do here a lot of times when not that much is going on.
Yeah.
So we were very impressed that they made it through as good as they did.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Mm. Yeah. And only me, for the record, the beach thing was only me and my boyfriend. So it was kind of special that was really the only thing we did, just us.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of like what made it so special, was it just us walking along the beach, watching the sunset. And he had never seen the ocean before.
How really? Special. Well,
he saw it, but he's never been close to it. Mm-hmm. So getting close, he's like, oh, the waves did not sound like this when I had visited before. And he'd never walked on sand or like for the ocean sand. And we only got our feet in, like, you know, like me and Faye have said, like, we ain't going more than like feet in the ocean.
Oh, the ocean is amazing.
That's
me.
She loves water.
In the ocean?
I will die in the ocean.
I thought you also said, though, you're scared of like random things.
No, that's definitely not me.
That's just you?
Yeah.
I love the ocean.
Yeah.
What?
I want to live and die in the ocean.
How did this happen? Well, I know you float in your pool during the summer too.
I love water.
She's basically a mermaid.
That's true. If I ever had to get like a superpower, one of the top choices would be able to breathe underwater.
That'd be so sick.
To be able to explore.
That. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yes.
In my dreams, I can do that.
In your dreams. In your dreams. Anyway,
that's awesome. I'm really
that's awesome.
It's like a vacation of a lifetime.
Yeah,
and it's so special to be able to spend it. It's so fun to see life through little kids' eyes.
Yeah,
like whenever my nephew was born, I was 16, and so I was still like kind of a kid, but it's like experiencing Christmases and stuff, just like simple things through the eyes of a child, is just like so special.
Yeah.
So being able to see Disney through kids, oh my gosh.
Right. And it was their first time and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, because we didn't want to go before they were five. Hopefully they'll have at least a couple memories, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the older you get, the harder it is to remember these things. We'll just shove pictures at them every time we see them so they never forget.
I mean, my parents took me to, I think, all the Disneys, even Tokyo Disney.
You've talked about that, yeah.
And I don't remember a single fucking thing.
Right.
But I was so young. There's one of them. I was literally in a car seat. There's pictures of me in a car seat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how young I was.
Wow.
Just asleep in a car seat. I'm like, the fuck is the point, Dad?
That's true.
It's all for my sister.
I always wonder, yeah.
4 years older. Whatever. I hope you enjoyed it. All right. Well, I thought we would do something really, really fun today. I like to reflect on the year.
I don't.
I really like to. I like spending time reflecting, and I do it like sometimes at the end of the month or the beginning of the next month. I try to reflect on the previous month, but the end of the year, there's just something special about it. That's like, so much happens in a year, and like this last year for me personally was like probably one of the best years of my life because I had my daughter, and it was, I'll never forget any of it. But I don't know, there's just something great, and then something to look forward to for the next year. So I put together some really fun questions that we're all going to answer, and you guys can also play along and think and reflect in your own heads.
You know what I like to reflect about?
Huh.
How my mom named me. Hey, everyone, I'm Shirley.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's where I was going with that.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wait, what are we doing here?
What's your name?
Tay.
What's your name?
Faye.
What's your name?
Casey.
Okay, now we've introduced ourselves.
we're on Only Gossip Girls. All right, so the first question is, did you make a New Year's resolution for 2022? What were they and how did you do? We want to just go clockwise.
Okay. Starting with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so my resolution, well, my goal was to read 20 books.
Uh-huh.
I read 14.
That's close.
Yeah, that's so not bad.
I'm getting there, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I would call that an accomplishment though. I mean, yeah. Books nowadays, especially with the time frames that we have, it's not mm-hmm. that much time we have to be able to relax and be able to read like just for fun. So yeah. I would say 14 books is really good. More than one a month.
I didn't mm-hmm. really even start like really reading until probably October. So
Oh dang. My god. So that's really But you squeezed in like four.
Yeah. That's a lot to squeeze in. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I read sporadically throughout the year, yeah. but then I started really reading in October.
Good.
What about you?
I wanted to be more outgoing and extroverted. I told myself that I was going to be just trying to, you know, ease myself back into the world some more. And I feel like I've accomplished both. I've been able to make more friends, interact with more people. I've been out and about many, many more times. I'm
Your
so happy about it.
Your social life is like bumping.
Well, and I forced it because honestly, with my work schedule, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to always be working. I want to have a social life.
That's so nice. Like mm-hmm. that's very, I don't know the word I'm thinking of. Good for you.
Kudos, right? No, but I feel like I accomplished that. I've come a long ways, and I'm going to do it again next year and just turn it up a notch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about you, Shirley?
So my goal was to buy a house.
Uh-huh.
The market is not great.
I can attest to that.
Yes. So I was obviously saving for a house living at my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of decided, you know, I was ready to move out with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, it's not realistic to buy a house. Prices are theoretically going down. So if I just rent for a year, hopefully, you know, the money I spend just giving to a landlord,
mm-hmm.
houses will drop enough, hopefully, that it won't have been like a waste of money. Mm-hmm. So I still have the money saved up for the house whenever the price is the right price. And then, you know, we'll see how things go with my boyfriend, that maybe we can get a house together, which would be nice because mm-hmm. obviously you could get a nicer house
with two incomes.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I did move out with my parents at least and moved in with my boyfriend.
So you do have a house.
Right. Yeah. I just didn't buy
You're
a
in
house.
A house.
You're in a house.
Yeah. So I don't feel like, you know, I was afraid when I decided to put buying the house on hold, I was going to feel like a failure kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like really don't feel that way though.
I think it was smart.
Yeah.
I think so too. Honestly, like you were saying, it's not the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, when I was ready to buy my own house, it took years. And because of that, I did live with my parents until I was like 24, 25 years mm-hmm. old. And that's not really quite, you know,
30.
Common. Yeah. Yeah. That's not, yeah. But I mean, like, you know, yeah, by 25, I was working on saving up and I wanted to own a house, you know, and I was just, it took a lot of time. So I ended up living with my parents for a long time just to make that money.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And me and my husband make lived with money. My parents as well. And it's just, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
And I think it wasn't the right point in your relationship either.
Yeah.
Like what you're doing right now in your relationship is so smart. So like whenever you do buy a house, if you guys decide to, mm-hmm. I think it'll make more sense.
Right. And also the other thing is, you know, because he had also thought about buying a house. So we both were like, well, maybe each of us will buy a house, whatever. And, you know, I kind of realized if one of us owned a house and the other one was kind of like paying the other one rent, but only one of our names was on the mortgage, mm-hmm. I just kind of feel like that would put a strain that didn't need to be there.
Yeah. Like why am I paying for your capital?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's better to just have a property we're renting and it doesn't feel like one of us is getting more out of it than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just for so many reasons, especially with my relationship I think it was a good call, and I'm happy with my decision.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
I should have maybe done Christina's first. I had Christina fill these out. So I'll do hers first next time before yours. Okay. So that way I'm not just, she said, and then I said. Okay, so Christina said she graduated, or her resolution was to graduate university with first class honors, which she did.
Yay!
Snaps for Christina.
That's awesome, yeah.
All right, mine was to read 50 books and do pole every day. I obviously didn't do that.
50 books. Wow.
That's a lot of books.
Well, I'm at 60 so far.
Whoa.
But I did not do pole every day. I did pole like twice and threw up, and I was like, fuck this. Because I was sick and pregnant. Yeah.
That is a impressive number. Thanks. Wow. I don't know anyone who's been able to get that many done in a year.
I read so many more last year. I was at like 98 last year.
Oh my gosh. You are an avid reader. You are an avid
I'm an avid listener. I drive a lot.
Oh, that's true. That's true. The audiobooks are becoming extremely popular. So I get that.
Yeah. I'm like constantly in my car. So like taking 3 months off for maternity leave and having a baby is like my book consumption has gone way down.
Yeah.
All right. So the next question is, name one new thing you tried this year. And Christina's is, she tried felting.
Oh, we saw the fruits of her labor.
It was really cute.
It was really cute.
How about you, Faye?
I went axe throwing twice.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
The same was for me, honestly. The axe throwing, which was actually really, really fun. I've never done that before until this year, and that was very much entertaining. I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. That's mine too. Mm-hmm. Spoilers.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if this necessarily counts because I got my associate's degree.
Okay.
Since I've been working in construction, though, I took a course in project management and got a certificate.
Cool.
So it's the first course I took towards my actual profession. Oh. And it was 12 weeks. It did have homework. So it's, you know, similar to a college course.
Yeah.
However, it's literally the first course I have ever taken specifically for what my job and my goals are.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So that's
good for you.
That does count. Yeah.
All right. The next one is, pick 3 to 5 words to describe the past year. Christina's were proud, fairy tale, just so cute, and character building.
Aww. I skipped this question because I don't know.
Okay. For me, I wrote down hectic, productive, successful, and optimism.
Aww.
I feel like it was a hectic year just because of how much work I've had to endure with the projects, the buildings, things like that. But it was also extremely productive. I've learned so much in everything that I've worked to do. And then successful because I've worked really hard to get my books published this year. That's just all coming out. And then optimism because sometimes it's hard to see the silver lining in things. So I feel like I've really worked hard to be more optimistic.
Yeah, it's really easy to find the doom and gloom.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be optimistic. So good job.
So I said mine's challenging, but I've had a lot of growth. And unfortunately, there's been heartache, but there's also been happiness.
Yeah, you've had a tough year, but also like a good year. Like for different, obviously different reasons.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Those are good. Mine are, let's see, transformative, unforgettable, exhausting, incredible, and special. Those are kind of
that's things. So good. I like that.
Yes.
Unforgettable.
That's what you are. All right.
Sorry. It's just every time you hear that word, that's what I think of now. Oh,
all right. The next one is your favorite place you visited, / favorite experience, / greatest. What did I put?
Greatest event.
Greatest event. Oh. This just said greatest ever. Casey, what is wrong with you? Christina put, my engagement at Winter Wonderland in London, he carved Marry Me into an ice sculpture.
Oh,
so fucking
that is
cute.
Amazing.
Oh, she is living a fairy tale. So cute.
Mine was the Glenwood Hot Springs. I went for my birthday, and it was my first time, and it was very fun, and I want to go back.
Yeah, that's special.
I put down Clearwater Beach in Florida. That was the first time I visited there, and it is as beautiful as people say. I really enjoyed that. I went during my trip in, I believe it was September or October time. That was so much fun. I think it was October, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
We went there for our honeymoon for a day.
The sand is pure white. It's like,
I got so the
cleanest sand. Oh yeah. I'm sure it's easy.
From the sun reflecting off the sand onto my calves. So dumb. It is really pretty though.
Well, I put the trip I just took.
Obviously. Yes.
Super fresh in my mind too. Yeah. So.
You? I put a couple things. I put Estes Park as my favorite place I visited.
Yes.
My favorite experience was turning 30. I thought everything about it, it was something I'll never forget. I was 8 months pregnant. All that we went axe throwing. I went obviously to Estes Park for my birthday. It was just a really special time. And then greatest event, obviously, was having a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? All right. Best meal / dessert you had this year. Christina said Firehouse Pizza. I have to take you guys when you come to visit.
Aww.
I love pizza.
Mine was the pretzel at this bar we went to for Casey's birthday my birthday.
It was bomb.
Spoiler, that's my answer too.
So good. We have to go back.
The best pretzel to ever exist.
It really is.
All right, Taylor.
I am lame. I put down grilled chicken salad because that is my common go-to like comfort food nowadays. Some of them I've had while just like making them and traveling and restaurants. I enjoy it so much, especially with some of the ways they make it with goat cheese or like, you know, spring mix or.
Interesting.
I love it.
I didn't know that was your go-to.
For now it is actually, I really enjoy it. Yeah.
That's fun. You know, whenever I think my go-to, if I see something on a menu is that I will like, oh, if I know I'm going to like this is always the macaroni and cheese.
It's oh
chicken
yeah.
Chicken tenders for me.
There you go.
I'm a toddler. You're the number one contender.
I'm a toddler too. Mine's mac and cheese. All right, how about you, Shirley?
So for dessert, Cinnabons are just my favorite food.
Yes.
/ dessert.
Can you have Cinnabon?
Nope. A couple times a year I just sacrifice it.
Okay.
I'm just like,
okay,
no, I'm this
it's
is
worth
happening.
It, honestly.
They're so good.
Speaking of Cinnabons, did you hear CeCe's Pizza closed? Like
permanently?
Permanent,
like all of them?
Or just the one in Colorado here? Springs. Gone.
I mean, they had a terrible business model.
So. I know, but still, you know, like it wasn't quality, but it was definitely quantity.
It was quantity.
But it just reminded me because I always loved the, I always loved their Cinnabons and brownies. Those were actually quality. And I'm sad that those are gone.
Yeah. You can get some really bomb ass Cinnabons from
Schlossky's.
Schlossky's? Really?
Yeah.
Good to know. I've never been there, so that's good to know.
I was gonna say Pizza Hut. They're just like these little tiny trays and they're mini.
Yeah.
They're really fucking good.
Schlossky's has the nuts ones and all the specialty ones as well. I only go there for the Cinnabons. I've never actually had anything other than that.
I've never even been to Schlossky's.
I haven't either, so that's good. That's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
For the meal and this is specific to this year, obviously I have a bajillion food sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Taco Bell. Cannot eat there. However, my sister made like these turkey tacos this year and it tasted like as good as a Taco Bell five layer beefy burrito, whatever that thing's called.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, oh my gosh, this is like, I've been missing this. And to me, it tasted the same. So specifically this year, she made that and I found another thing I can eat that tastes delicious. Which
that's so sweet of her too.
I know. I know. I always appreciate it when people like, I know you have all, you know, try to work in some food I can eat sometimes that are compatible with my sensitivities. I always appreciate when people do that for me.
Mm-hmm. It was the hardest whenever Faye was vegan.
Yes.
It was like impossible.
Yes.
It's really hard.
Unless you're going to get like 10 different meals.
It's impossible to feed you guys. Like, I did not try.
Yes. Understandable.
Cool. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One event that had a big impact on you. Christina, this one is so sad. She helped a cancer patient have her wedding in the hospital before she passed away.
Aww. Oh my gosh. That is so, so heartbreaking. But at the same time, so, so sweet. That's so sweet for her to do that.
No.
For me, my friend Taylor wrote a book.
Wow.
And my friend, Casey Taylor. Had a baby.
I know two of these people. You had a baby?
These had big impacts on me because now I get to hang out with a super cute baby all the time. And now I get to read a really good book whenever I want.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. I had wrote down that it was my cousin's wedding in California. That was I had to get ordained for that, and that was just a proud moment for myself because you know, who usually gets to do stuff like that? Yeah. That's and it was so much fun.
And your speech was so funny.
Thank mm-hmm. you. It really was. I got the whole audience laughing through it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So mine was Amy passing away.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely, I feel like, overall the biggest thing that's happened for me this year that's affected me the most.
Yeah, she was your best friend.
Yeah.
But you did such a good job at her celebration of life.
Oh,
you did such a good job at it.
Thank you.
My big moment was having a baby.
No way.
Oh my god, where have I heard that from?
I don't know. All right. Okay. Do you guys want to do this number 7, or should we skip some?
I want to do mine.
I have mine.
Okay, okay.
I have one.
Number 7. Favorite song / band of the year. Christina's was Joji, Glimpse of Us.
Sorry.
Glimpse of Us.
Oh. I've never heard of that.
Me either. I'll have to look that one up.
My favorite songs from this year were New Romance by Beach House and Bad Thing Twice by Carly Rae Jepsen. Nice. However, my most played song of the year was Fantasy by Mariah Carey. But that's not new to this year, so.
Some songs just live forever.
Yeah.
Mine was Stay by Kid Laroi, I believe it's pronounced, featuring Justin Bieber. I don't know why. I really like that song. I've listened to it the most out of any song that I've looked it up. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of that song either.
No.
So for me, it's just kind of a musical artist. Ivan Torrent is his name, and he's instrumental. I mentioned him before, so I needed to shout him out again because he's amazing.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love that. I wrote, I got into Lizzo late in the year while I was on maternity leave.
You're a little bit far behind. We've kind of been on that bandwagon for like 2 or 3 years.
I mean, I just discovered her a few months ago. She was already on like my top artist. But then I also stuck to my classics, 2000s emo / punk.
Nice. Because
of course.
Of course, yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then we will come back for number 8. Bye.
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 All right, we're back.
Hello.
Hey.
So, we do have several more questions, but we're just going to pick some of our favorites. And then so that way we're not just talking your guys' ears off for like 6 more hours. So 3 of my favorite ones that Christina answered were your words for the next year. She said, don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff.
God, I love
good
that.
Good advice.
Oh, that's going to be my favorite line now.
It's so fun. I've never heard that before, and it's just so funny. A goal for next year, she said, get married.
Aww,
yes. So sweet.
And then something you want to do for someone next year. She said, give Charlotte a gift in person.
Aww.
So fucking cute.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I did my favorite TV series, movie, and book of the year.
Uh-huh.
My favorite TV series, it's called The After Party. Have you seen it?
Uh-uh.
So funny. It's on Apple TV. Check it out.
I don't think I've seen that yet. I need to add that. Yeah,
I'll add that. It's so funny.
Oh, you said Apple TV?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
It might be something else. I don't remember. I'll look it up.
Add that, everybody.
My favorite movie was Nope.
Uh-huh.
Such obviously. A good movie.
The best movie.
Such so time. Good.
Really good. My favorite book. I don't read new books because I utilize the library.
Uh-huh.
And you have to wait a long time for new books.
Mm-hmm.
But it was called Local Woman Missing. And I don't know how old it is, but it was crazy.
I want to read that.
It was insane.
Wow. Dang.
I'm going to definitely add that to my
list. Yeah, totally.
A place I want to visit next year, Florida and Manitou. I just want to go back to Manitou. I used to have so much fun there.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. We should do that sometime. We're all so close.
Let's do it.
Why not?
Go to the Penny Arcade.
Let's do a road trip.
All right.
It's not even a road trip.
It's not even. Oh, gosh.
And my goal for next year is to do more art of all kinds, like painting and sculpting and
everything. Yes, please.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Let's help that out. Let's make the two of those come true.
Let's paint with a twist at home.
Yes, I was actually just thinking about that. I was like, how can we do that? We can do that. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tay, what's your stuff?
So I, for my favorite TV series, I have fallen in love with Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
I love that show. Have you watched it?
Uh-uh.
Oh my gosh, have you? It's one of my favorites. They had two seasons come out this year, one in January and one in like September. They're all, like, five seasons in. We're waiting to hear for, you know, if there's going to be a sixth, which I hope so.
Did you discover it this year?
So, no, I discovered it last year because my cousin is very much into that. He's obsessed with it. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot because he wanted me to watch it too. But in order to, I had to watch all the Karate Kid movies, you know, the ones from like the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
So I watched Karate Kid really 1, 2, and 3.
Fandom.
So I was not a big fan of the original like 1, 2, and 3 Karate Kids. I thought they were okay, mm-hmm. but there was nothing special. Then he started having me watch Cobra Kai. Mm-hmm. And from there, oh my God, I became severely obsessed. It's such a good it's so good. It's such a good show.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. It's funny, it's dramatic, it's action-packed. I don't know, and I love the character development. It's just so much fun. So yeah, that I put down as my favorite TV series of this year. And then for a goal for the next year, I put to, you know, to be able to write and publish a new novel. I've been working on this trilogy for a decade.
Yeah.
And now it's time to finally move on to the next one. And I have started on a couple of different stories that I'm going to try and see if I can finalize and mm-hmm. publish. So
awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll work.
Yeah.
Something that I want to do for someone next year, you know, it's been a lot of negativity this past like couple, you know, months, weeks. Mm-hmm. It's just been a hard time for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to provide like more positive energy for those who need it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I can't stand all the hate that exists. And I just want to be able to just provide people that, you know, that energy that they need to know it's okay. You know, mm-hmm. like, you know, just stay, you know, like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just be happy.
I want to normalize saying I love you to your friends.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah,
I
see?
I love you too.
I love you both.
Yeah, we love you.
And Faye.
Yeah, Faye. Yeah, see, I want more of that. It's such a hateful world. And mm-hmm. I want to try and if I can make it slightly happier next year, mm-hmm. then I feel like I've done like something, you know, worth the time and energy.
Yeah.
So, and then lastly, if I could have a, New Year's wish, what would it be? Well, to turn my writing hobby into a career finally. It's just been a hobby for so long, but now that I have published books, it's time to see if I can start selling them and mm-hmm. and making it an actual career so I can actually, you know, write more and mm-hmm. you know, instead of all my time going to my actual job. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
So
have your passion be your job.
Oh, I would love to. I wish everyone could do that. Yeah.
Are you hoping to maybe slowly start scaling back? Do you think still be in your job at least somewhat
a
while? Or
because it's a family job, I'll mm-hmm. always be doing it on some level. But mm-hmm. I would love to, because right now I spend like 40 plus hours, a lot more actually sometimes, but you know, doing my other job in property management, I would love to have more time to be able to write. And I have plans on like more marketing strategies for selling my new books that are currently available. And yeah, I want to turn that into a career. I want to write and have more time to write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
A great goal. Yeah.
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 You got this.
I got this. Yeah. I'm going to make it happen. That's, you know, that's on my list. So I'm going to make it happen. And I usually don't, I'm not able to let myself down on these kind of goals. I will make it happen. Cause this was my goal for this year, was to publish these books like officially.
Good.
And I've got the third one that's going to be published very, very soon. Yeah. So yeah. Mm.
That's awesome. All right, Shirley.
Okay. So my words for, sorry, I'm going to read this entire question because there's some random extra words, I think, in this question.
Was it?
Really?
Your words of the year for next year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was trying to say your words for next year and I was like, of
the same thing. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my words are persevere and try your best.
That is such good. Persevere is such a great word. I use it all the time. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's hard and sometimes it's not just continuing. It's truly persevering through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, sometimes it's easy to kind of half-ass something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel disappointed in yourself and feel like you could have done better. And maybe you wouldn't. The result wouldn't have been much different, but you know that if you had tried a little harder, maybe it would have been at least a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And so just trying your best to, you know, put out the best you can, even if it's just slightly better than a half-assed job.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not disappointed with yourself and you feel proud of yourself at the end of the day.
That's good. Absolutely. Yeah.
So a place I want to visit next year, I hope I can visit the Grand Canyon.
Have you been there before?
No.
Okay.
So neither has my boyfriend. So mm-hmm. we were going to try and do it this year and it just obviously got really crazy.
We had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. So we were going to try.
Busy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So we were going to try for Memorial Day.
Mm,
and
that'd be a good time.
Amy passed away though.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Right before.
Yeah.
And then
I meant for this next year.
Oh no. So last year we were trying mm-hmm. for Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Amy passed. And mm-hmm. then July 4th was a Monday, so we were thinking about maybe trying that. I still wasn't in it, though,
mm-hmm.
and Labor Day came around, and same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm working through all those emotions, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping next year, I mean, maybe we'll try Memorial Day again, or who knows.
But that would be kind of special if you went, like, on her anniversary. That'd be kind of, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be special.
I think that would, like, you know... Yeah, I feel like that would be something significant, you know. Yeah. You could do that as like a celebration of her life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. If I take like an extra long weekend,
mm-hmm.
maybe I could do that.
Cuz you could turn something like so sad into something like
an amazing experience.
So. Yeah, and to have that memory attached to that day as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
Not to cover it up, but to like celebrate it.
Yeah. No, that's a really good idea, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully maybe me and my boyfriend can actually do it this year and mm-hmm. we'll be calm enough. The waters hopefully will be calm enough.
It's mm-hmm. beautiful. I've only been once, but it's breathtaking.
Is it?
Yes, it's incredible.
Yeah, I really do want to. I mean, even just looking at the ocean, just watching it for me is like, I mean, obviously you all know I'm a Christian. And when I see it myself, I'm just like, how could God make something just so like big and it functions on its own and it ebbs and flows and it's self-sufficient? And I'm like mm-hmm. just amazed just looking at it, like, how is this possible,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine the Grand Canyon. I imagine it would be maybe even stronger because
it's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel that. I'm not a super religious person, but I've been feeling that way just looking at my daughter. Gosh, I just love her so much. I'm just like, how is it possible?
Oh.
Something so perfect.
Aww.
Right.
So tiny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's incredible.
And lastly, my goal for the next year is to read a book, Taylor's book, especially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I can also maybe get through the Two Towers, Lord of Rings.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the uh-huh. second one?
That's yes. the second one. Okay. Yeah.
So I finished mm-hmm. the first one, I think on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. last year.
Okay.
I think it was New Year's Day. My goal was to finish it by the end of the year, but I was like, screw it. Okay. It's the first day of the first year. Mm-hmm. So I think that was another goal of mine actually from last year. Mm-hmm. And then I think I was hoping to get through all of it. And I just, a lot's going on this year. So I definitely have to read Taylor's. Mm-hmm. And then if I can get through the Two Towers at least, and ideally the third one, but we'll just see. I might not even get through the Two Towers.
I mean, do it, even if you like read some of it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, Lord of the Rings movies are, just, it's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are mine.
Good.
Excellent.
All right. My words of the year for next year are growth, adventure, and gratefulness.
Excellent.
Because I do want to be more present in like appreciating, especially my relationships, like my friendships,
uh-huh,
and my family. My goal for next year is to read 15 books, go to the gym more often, and maybe get back into pole and yoga.
Good. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, 15 books. I think I can do 15 books.
Coming down from 60. but to be fair, you have a full-time job and another full-time job with the baby.
Yeah.
So that makes total sense. It's like you're juggling so much now.
I literally have a part-time job of just pumping.
Yeah.
Because I pump 6 hours a day.
Having a baby is like not even 40 hours a week. It's
Is that right?
It's more than full-time.
That's not right.
That's what I was about to say.
It's 3 hours. I pump 6 times a day for half an hour. It's mm-hmm. 3 hours. But still.
It's crazy.
That's a part-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, you're, yeah, no, that's a reasonable goal.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's 21 hours a week because you have to do it all 7 days. You don't get weekends off.
Jeez.
No, I don't.
Yeah. See, that adds up. That's like a part-time. Yeah, that is a part-time job.
21 hours. Yep.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yep.
I hope by I think by this time next year I won't be doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope.
I really hope I give up by then.
No.
All right. Advice I want to give myself for next year is to be present and not to compare my experience to that of others.
Mm.
It's really easy for me to do that right now because I'm still in all of my birth groups.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like comparing my like postpartum experience, but also like my daughter's milestones and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm comparing them to that of the people in my group. And it's so easy for me to be like, oh my God, their baby's already laughing. My baby's not laughing yet.
Yeah. Don't do that.
And it's
it'll
so
drive
easy
you crazy.
To do that. Yeah. So I'm going to, and then I immediately catch myself doing it. So I'm like, I need to not do that shit.
Yeah.
Every child is going to be different. Yeah. And that's the hardest thing is that you want your child to be at the same level as everyone else. And it doesn't mean that they're not on the same level. It just means, you know, like we all like learn different strides, honestly. Yeah.
And the other thing is Charlotte is in front of other averages in some ways and behind in others. And so it all averages out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's totally just, it's a matter of perspective because at the end of the day, she will be, you know, she'll be successful. I can see, you know, you're going to be a great mother. You're going to train her and you're going to teach her well. You're going to train her well. Sit, you know. Maybe that was the wrong like word. I was looking more for the word of like teach, but training is good. You know, we all need training.
Yeah, I love her. She's perfect in every way.
For those of you who don't know, she is.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
Something I want to do for someone else next year is to inspire kindness and to be a good friend. And then I guess I'll add one more because I think it's fun. If I could have a New Year's wish, what would it be? And I put equality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please, people.
World peace.
Equality. Yeah. Spread happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Just the hatred just needs to... It just needs to die down. It really does.
It's so easy to just be nice.
It is. You know? Really is.
Like, it doesn't take any extra effort.
Yeah.
It takes way more effort to be mean to people, in my opinion.
Once a day for everyone, maybe a goal can be just do something nice just once a day for one, you know, one person, even if it's just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just do something nice once a day. Yeah. It's a good goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I give people food sometimes, and that seems to make people the happiest.
See, yeah. Aww.
I'm just saying, like, if I ever have, you know, somebody who I had a disagreement with, or, you know, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. I always just bring them, like, candy, and then, like, that solves that. Like, I think basically every time mm-hmm. it has brought us to a, okay, we're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of place. So I'll work on giving people more food. Get them nice and chunky.
Oh my
food
gosh.
Makes me happy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Food is really good.
Cool. Well, those are good. I like those. Yeah. Yes. I like all of the ones that we've had. Yeah.
Yeah.
Face were nice too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just really like the end of the year. I think it's a special time. I know New Year's resolutions, people like to dog on them because people are like, you shouldn't have to wait till January 1st to like try to lose weight, because that's what most of people's are. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think there's something powerful in a new year.
I mm-hmm. think waiting to start something a lot of times can actually help you achieve it, because you're getting your mind set up
mm-hmm.
to like start that thing. So your mind's kind of already processing how you're going to do it before you start, which is sometimes easier than just trying to start doing it and then you get lost or confused and then you give up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to put it. Yes, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the reason why a lot of my resolutions have failed in the past is because I tried too hard. So I'll be like, and a lot of them have to do with like fitness, and I always put too much on my plate. I'm like, I'm going to run 3 times a week and get up at fucking 6 a.m. and do yoga and mm-hmm. eat only 2,000 calories a day and blah, blah, blah. And then like, it's like too much. And then I'm like, I fail like one day in the week and then I just give up because mm-hmm. right. I'm like, oh, I'm a failure. That's it.
Yeah, that's why I try to make mine pretty vague if I can. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I'm definitely reading Taylor's book. However, mm-hmm. like Lord of the Rings, I'm like, I would like to try, but I'm not going to get upset if it just doesn't
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Start with one piece to it, you know, mm-hmm. especially for those who are trying, you know, dietitian or, you know, like dietary changes or fitness changes. Don't do it all at once. Yeah. Yes. If you want to change your diet, do it one piece at a time, you know, mm-hmm. change something that you eat, you know, take one thing off the plate that, you know, you can, you know.
Yeah. Like stop drinking soda. Yeah. Stop drinking soda. Yeah.
But don't do it all at once, because that's very discouraging, because when you change everything, mm-hmm. you're going to hate
that.
You're
just setting yourself up to fail.
Yeah. So.
And then whenever you fail, you feel like a failure.
Yeah. So just piece by piece, take it slow. But you know, that's how you complete a goal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
you're saying, baby steps. Don't try to make it a whole chunk to mm-hmm. say, this is kind of where I eventually want to be, but this is where I'm starting, and mm-hmm. we'll see how it goes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Follow us on social media and then email us your New Year's resolutions at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. And check out our merch, leave us a review, and just be kind to each other and have an excellent, excellent New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Goodbye.
Bye.